Flawed premise number 10. I cannot have everything that I desire, so I have to give up some things that are important to me in order to get others. If you've experienced relationships with others, where there were some pleasing characteristics and some unpleasing characteristics, it is easy to understand why you would come to believe that you just have to take the bad with the good and put up with the unwanted parts in order to have access to the favorable parts. And since most people make very little effort to guide their thoughts beyond mere observation of what is, they usually continue the pattern of focusing upon what is, therefore getting more of what they're focused upon, therefore focusing upon it, therefore getting more of what they're focused upon, and then concluding that they have little or no control of those with whom they interact. By focusing upon the wanted characteristics of those around you, you train your vibrational offering to match only the best in them, and then the law of attraction can no longer match you up with the worst in them. When you focus upon the worst of them, and train your vibrational offering to match only the worst in them, the law of attraction can no longer match you up with the best of them. The people you would describe as having exceptional ability are usually those who are in alignment with who they really are. The brilliance or clarity or intuitiveness that denotes exceptional ability are also characteristics of a person in alignment. If we were seeking a partner of any kind, business or personal, we would first seek someone in alignment with him or herself, because when people are tuned to the fullness of who they really are, they're feeling good, they're inspired, they're a match to well-being, love, and all good things. The most significant thing that we could say about you finding such a person is that unless you yourself are in alignment, you would not be a vibrational match to such a person. Many people who are not in alignment then look to their partners to make things better. But the inherent flaw in that reasoning is that you do not have access to the aligned person you need to make it better for you if you're not in alignment. You just cannot get there from there. So our answer to this important question is, there are clearly happy people who do not have the skills or interest in your specific business. And there are people who may have all of those necessary skills required for your business who are not happy. We would look for a talented person with abilities that match the needs of our business who is obviously happy. In short, seek compatibility between you and you, which means be happy, and then everything that you are looking for will find its way to you.